Pages 29 to 30. Paper 5. Written reception, 60 points. The upside of doing nothing. Who among us doesn't dream of having a few hours in the day with absolutely nothing to do but relax? To most of us, it would seem to be a waste of time that we can't afford in today's busy world. The temptation to just finish this or find out that is often too great to resist, and most people try to avoid putting off tasks, afraid they might be swamped with assignments or chores the next day. One of the reasons why some people criticize people who take breaks is the fact that doing nothing is associated with irresponsibility, laziness, or wasting time. We seem to have never-ending obligations to family, friends, and the workplace, to name just a few. On the other hand, being constantly busy is associated with diligence, ambition, and the drive to succeed, which is so important in our modern world. We feel the need to be accessible 7 days a week, almost 24 hours a day, to prove that we are vital and invaluable. However, as scientists point out, doing nothing or having nothing to do are valuable opportunities to stimulate parts of the brain that we don't use very often. When you relax, you tend to daydream, and this causes your heart rate to begin to slow down, and you drift slowly away from the present. While this is happening, your brain is busy contemplating and analyzing all kinds of information. Scientists claim this often leads to creative and original ideas. Hence, doing nothing may turn out to be the best way to resolve complex issues that otherwise wouldn't be solved when the person is too busy or too worried about finding the solution. Another way of giving your mind a break is what researchers at the Washington State University call waking rest. They claim that during waking rest, people can do chores, but only those that don't require any thinking. They consider waking rest as important as exercise, nutrition, and sleep. According to Professor Amanda Lamp, it is a period of quiet, reflective thought that allows the brain time to consider and process whatever comes to mind spontaneously. She claims that when you aren't preoccupied with deadlines and to-do lists, it allows your brain to come up with more creative solutions. Lamp says that during waking rest, you can fold laundry or sweep the floor or do some other task, but you shouldn't do anything that requires thinking, not even listening to music. She claims that if a person really likes the song he's listening to, he'll be too preoccupied with it, thus preventing the brain from experiencing a true waking rest. It seems that contrary to common belief, our minds do incredibly creative things when we leave them alone. So the next time you are stressed out by all the things you need to do and have to figure out answers to seemingly endless problems, try to give your brain a break.